The Clifton Beat Cut and Run here on Neorax off of their new album, Pushing Back the End of Times. They're in the studio with us. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hey, guys.
Thank you. That was three thank yous.
Introduce yourselves real quick.
Bill Rouse.
Mark Bloom.
Paul Nichols.
And you guys are the Clifton Beat. Bill, I know I've talked to you a whole bunch. The rest of you guys, I'm just going to kick it out really quickly. One, how'd you guys meet, and where did the Clifton Beat come from?
Well, the meeting was, so my kids were going to a school down the street in Lakewood, and I don't know exactly how, but I figured out Paul, who's our drummer, and our recording guy, was there, not only there as a director of admissions and marketing, but he, somehow I knew he was associated with music. And so I can't exactly remember how we...
Well,
made that connection, but
you somehow found that out, and you came to me, and you had a tape of your band,
and oh, yeah.
You asked me if I could turn it into a CD, and I took it home, and I'm not sure what I was expecting,
junk,
but I was kind of impressed. I heard a really good guitar player and a good singer, and I had spent a lot of time playing original music, and so I went back to Bill and I said, by any chance, would you be interested in writing songs and playing original music, which he had not done before?
Yeah.
And he thought about it for about 6 months, and I called him one day. I said, are we going to rock or not? And he said, yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
It took him 6 months?
It took him 6 months.
Oh, my
God.
Gosh.
You know, kids in elementary school. and then Bill wrote a fantastic ad for Craigslist looking for a bass player, and we found Mark, who was also from Lakewood.
Yeah, that was the luckier, serendipitous thing, right? All close, easy. You know, we barged in, told Paul's wife that we had to practice at his place because he's a drummer.
And Mark was also a guy who had primarily been involved playing covers and wanted to write. And so we had the perfect storm. We had three writers. We had a place in Lakewood. We were all from Lakewood. Thus was born the band.
Now, why are you here today?
Well, I think we'd...
our moms
we'd
just, made we'd
just, Bob's kicked you out of the basement?
Obviously, we'd like to talk about the CD.
There
got
you
our,
go.
Got our show this Saturday, our CD release party for Pushing Back the End of Time, as Eric just mentioned, at the Bevy. I can say that. That it's
yeah.
There,
oh,
right?
Yeah. You can tell us where it is, who's playing with you, what time.
All right. So we try to be pretty punctual, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Oh, absolutely.
Mark said.
Yes.
He says that with conviction. So, the Bevy, you know, they're not just a bar, but a restaurant, full service place. You can eat and drink if you'd like in the bar or in the music hall. So I think they open it, you know, whenever, 4:35, something like that. But we'll take the stage promptly at about 8:45. Yeah. And then we'll play for about an hour and a half. So we'll play the CD and we'll play complement of other songs, maybe a few covers thrown in, and then we'll have a pretty quick switch over. And about 10:30, Brian Lissick and the Unfortunates will go on.
And by the way, some of your listeners might know the Bevy as the old Winchester, long-standing music hall sold about a year ago by Jim Maletti, and now owned by a couple of ladies that have renovated it gorgeously. Great sound, great stage. Wonderful place.
Heads up to Swampy, the sound man.
Everybody loves Swampy.
Swampus.
Everybody knows.
No, but they really have renovated. I was in there a few weeks ago. I was seeing a reggae show there, and I was amazed at how open that room is right
very
now.
Very nice room. Really great sounding room. Very comfortable.
Yeah, because rockers always use the term comfort. We like that word.
You know what? It has a dressing room. What can I say?
Okay. What weird requirement do you have in your rider?
Oh, in that rider, the owners treat us, you know, have a wheelchair available and
oxygen,
and offer us a safe space.
EMS on standby.
Yeah, no microaggressions. You know, that's in there. And then all red M&Ms.
All red M&Ms. That's the important one.
All right, why don't we hear another track off the CD?
Sure.
Cool. What do you want to play?
Well, let's hear one of Mark's. Let's hear Me, Yours, Yours, Mine.
All right, we got that right now on Neorax.
you close to me. The day was so bright, an innocent light, far as the eye could see. Shifting sand, forbidden land, together come what may. Memories held, feelings felt, forever and a day. Oh, what a feeling that first evening you lie here with me. Our bodies entwined, your life with mine, I could hardly speak. And I was so clear, I held you dear, together till the end. Filled with such promise, your sweet caress, wonder where love has been.
The Clifton Beat here on Near Rocks. Your, me, yours, yours, mine. What is it with bands and liking giving tongue twister names to everything?
They're trying to challenge us.
They're doing a very good job at it. And what was fun is you guys looked at me like, hey, this stops really quickly. I look over. Oh, yeah, hey, time to turn the mics on.
We still have enormous respect for the 2 minute and 30 second pop song.
Any plan to do any vinyl of this?
Probably not. Interestingly enough, Adam Boos, who mastered it, a great Cleveland mastering operation, does vinyl mastering. And I will also transfer it to tape if you want.
Yeah, I think he and Clint Holly, right? They're in the same same place there. So.
It was tempting, but, you know, not quite so affordable. Yeah.
Understandable. So you guys did most of the recording just in a home studio, right?
We did it. We did it all in one room and in my house. And over a period of about 14 months, it took us. We all work, you know. It's that rock and roll thing where you have the day job. But it was all being in Lakewood, it was easy for us to get together, run basic tracks, and then bring individuals over for dubs. Did the vocals at the end, but yep, all in one room in Lakewood.
And from what I understand, the bathtub helped a lot too.
Yeah, we had
it is a rock and roll tub for sure.
Bathroom was the guitar room.
See, that wasn't going to make sense to anybody unless we. I was hoping somebody would clear that up. Otherwise, that'd be awkward.
So, how did the family feel about doing all of this in the house?
I have an extremely tolerant wife who is actually a research scientist at Case. And is so distinctly removed from this that it's, you know, I'm on one planet when I'm doing this and she's in another planet. But seriously, she's very tolerant and kind and says nice things about the music even.
The key thing is going over to Paul's place is bringing the dog treats so the dogs won't eat you. Because he always has rescue dogs. They're great dogs, but it's funny how a canine will warm up when you bring a treat, right?
You know, this record is a testament to anybody out there who has ever thought about recording their own bands or learning to record. I don't have to tell you guys, the technology these days is getting easier and easier and cheaper and cheaper. And this is about the third full album that I produced. And I think it's my high water mark from a pure production perspective. But you can do this in one room in your house.
Of course, the other side of that coin, right, is you need good mics, appropriate mics, and you need somebody who knows what they're doing.
As cheap as it is, there's still a lot of crap out there.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys were saying a lot of the stuff you did just plugged in with plugins and the computer and all of that.
It was pretty minimal on that, I would say. I mean, everything, all the guitars, every instrument was mic'd. Nothing was really injected. So.
Yeah, that's I should back up. You know, we're still playing a live instrument into a microphone.
Okay, okay.
But you know, the wonderful thing about recording these days in terms of making it something that the people can do is that plugins, which are computer applications that do things like reverb and compression, all the tools that you used to have racks and racks of equipment for, they're getting really good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend a little bit of money on a key group of plugins, you can run with the big boys in small spaces. It's a revolution. It really is.
So I know you guys are all friends, and I really don't want to start fist fights here.
Oh, that's okay.
But let's be honest right now. Who's the lead singer?
Keep looking.
Bill is the lead singer for Bill's songs. I'm the lead singer for my songs. And Paul sings some of the leads for Paul and my songs.
I like how he just grabbed the mic. He's like, I'm going to tell you how it is.
Yeah. That tells us who the leader really is.
actually, it's probably Bill.
it's actually a good question because there's a little bit of a story to it. We were associated for a while with a very powerful singer who was great. And he had to leave due to job commitments. He just couldn't put the time in. And so we had two choices. We could either find another lead singer, quote unquote, or we could sing our own stuff. And Bill worked really hard at, you know, bringing his voice along.
Despite what you hear on the recordings.
Mark's always been a good singer, been at it for a long time. Mark's probably the most professional musician in the band.
I'm just older.
But we
than
just decided, you know, to go with an indie vibe and sing ourselves. And I think it came out pretty well.
That's awesome.
Live, it's mostly Bill and I singing. We cannot get Paul to sing into the microphone yet.
Hands and mouth at the same time.
He's also an engineer, so he understands the drummer singing is the bane of the sound guy's existence.
That is very true.
So he's actually helping you guys out.
I told him I would have to have a Madonna mic if I was going to sing when I was playing, and I would look too silly with Madonna.
Just want to touch on this real quickly because you came in, you made a comment about how you used to have a radio show down at OU.
That's actually true.
Because it feels
good to sit in a college radio station again. It's been 40 years.
But who's counting?
I said, because we always get some random callers and we deal with the drunks occasionally. And you made a comment about having a midnight shift.
Well, my particular slot was Friday and Saturday nights starting at midnight.
Oof. Yeah, you got lots of drunks.
Yeah, you've heard some stories about Athens and Ohio University. Uh-huh. Well, they're all true. and I spoke to a number of those folks in my day.
He speaks fluent drunkies. Yeah.
But it was great. It was fun.
Well, all right, let's play another track off the disc.
Also, if you'd like to call us drunk, 216-397-4438, we do have professionals here to take your phone call.
We can probably interpret anything, I would say. Want to try the Garden?
Sure, let's do that. This is The Garden by the Clifton Beat off their brand new disc, Pushing Back the End of Time. They are releasing it this Saturday at the Bevy in Birdtown. Music starting at 8:45. Once again, The Garden by the Clifton Beat.
All understanding, a realm beyond fact and life is weak. You're on stuff like the ultimate show.
Clifton Beat. It's my favorite part. Yeah, I love those guitars. The Garden here on Neil Rocks. Cool track.
Yeah, it was a fun song. You know, you write songs. You know, I didn't even try to write a song until 5 years ago. Not that I avoided it. I just never gave myself the chance. Never thought about doing it. I guess Paul just had to ask me, you know. But that was, you know, it's... We talk about collaborating more, but probably for practical reasons, lack of time, it's hard to sit down, you know. But the Garden was one where, you know, Mark is sitting on piles of lyrics for God knows how many years. And he said, I have these lyrics I'd like you to work on. And Mark's a real impressionist with his lyrics. And he gives me this stack. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with it? And the first line was, Welcome to the Secret Garden. And I said, that's cool. And I just took the rest of it and chucked it aside. And so I know he's never happy when I tell that story. But I wrote those lyrics, and then, you know, you find some musical inspiration to go with it, and just.
And I am looking at the CD right now next to the Garden. It does have both names. That's nice. He did give credit.
Oh yeah, sure.
He's very kind.
So he'll get half of the first million. Right there. So.
Well, why don't you tell us where can people find you online?
Well, Paul maintains a very cool website. His production company. Paul, you talk about that?
Yeah, actually, many years ago when I was in a band called the Backdoor Men.
So you thought you'd get a short answer to this.
I will keep it short, I promise.
That's all right.
We had a company, quote unquote, called Hanson Productions. It was kind of managed our affairs. And eventually I actually incorporated that. I don't know if you guys know that, but that's an LLC in Ohio. The website is www.handsome, you'd be surprised how many people can't spell that right. productions.com. And it's an umbrella site. It's not just Clifton Beat. It's got the old Backdoor Men. I probably have the largest collection of music by Peter Lochner, who was a sort of a legendary figure in Cleveland rock and roll history. And there's a lot of information on there about Peter Lochner, his life and times, which are of great interest to people around the world. So that's the umbrella site. You'll find the Clifton Beat at that address. And we have the Facebook page, yeah, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. We're not too modern, though. We don't have, like, Bandcamp or anything.
Hey, we keep thinking about that, you know?
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But, you know, the stuff, you know, with these modern recording packages, right? We're out there on after CD Thursday. Baby, yeah, well, CD iTunes. Baby and iTunes, Amazon. And
yeah, the distribution for this record will be universal. It's on all the downloading. As of Saturday, it will be. Yeah. So anybody can access it anywhere on a search on Clifton Beat after Saturday.
And once again, you said Saturday, you've got the release show.
Saturday release show at the Bevy in Burntown in beautiful Lakewood. We hit the stage about 8:45. We have a great follow-up act, Brian Lissick and the Unfortunates, and a good time will be had.
And, of course, the name of the disc, Pushing Back the End of Time. We didn't even get into that, so we'll have to get into that some other time.
Just means staving off death with rock and roll.
Oh,
yeah.
That's an 80-20 rule right there.
Yeah. See, the quick answer came for the one that I expected the long answer for.
You guys are tricky.
I think Keith Richards is pushing back the end of time.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Really.
Saturday night at the Bevy in Birdtown. handsomeproductions.com/Clifton Beat to find out more information about these guys. One last track from you. This is actually the last track on the disc.
Yeah.
Come the New Day by the Clifton Beat here on NeoRex.
Come the new day, the rising arms race, the worst was won.